Nolte, married couple deported to Colombia after living illegally in U.S. for 35 years. By John Nolte on March 20, 2025. A married couple in Orange County, California, were deported this week to Colombia after living in the U.S. illegally for 35 years. After breaking into our country, Nelson Gonzalez, 59, and Gladys Gonzalez, 55, spent years trying to legalize their status. According to KTLA 5, a spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement explained that the couple had exhausted all legal options to remain in the U.S. between March 2000 and August 2021. But they still didn't return home. The couple has three daughters, aged 23 to 33, who were born in the U.S., which makes them legal citizens. KTLA 5 says, they were devastated when they learned their parents had been detained on February 21 during a regular check-in with U.S. immigration officials. Gladys and Nelson, neither of whom have a criminal record, were originally held at the Adelanto Detention Center in San Bernardino County before being transferred to a facility in Arizona and later Louisiana, the report adds. One daughter said her parents have been traumatized by everything that's transpired, but are grateful to no longer be in detention centers and have made contact with family in Colombia who are helping them start a new life. Yes. These are the stories that need to be blared around the country. If otherwise law-abiding people like this are deported and everyone knows it, then every illegal will understand that they are not safe from deportation. That's how it should be, and knowing this will 1. Encourage more self-deportations and 2. Discourage wannabe illegals from coming here. This couple enjoyed 35 illegal years in America. They should be grateful for that. But you should not be allowed to come here illegally and stay. Even if you are nice people who obey the law, outside of the illegal immigration issue. I'm a nice person. If I'm found living illegally in Colombia or Mexico or Vatican City, I'm going to get deported, which is how it should be. I wish no harm on this couple. I wish them nothing but a long and happy life in their home country. I respect the fact that they tried to do right thing to legalize their status after entering illegally. But the law is the law. And it is way past time we send them and 20 million others just like them home. Stupidly, rather than read the writing on Trump's big beautiful wall, the Gonzalez's allowed themselves to be deported. Had they self-deported, there was a chance they could apply to return to America legally. This is all their fault. They brought this trauma on themselves and their family. No country on earth can survive without controlled borders and controlled immigration. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.